The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. What exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's cabinet at sebgorka.com.
America First, Magnificent.
We are going to raise the tone of radio to such heights now. Two people who speak the Queen's English. Myself, Sebastian Gorka, and the man who's slightly harder to get on my show than the president, my old boss. Not for any reason of his fault, because he's so popular on this side of the Atlantic as well. None other. Is it rude to call you Mr. Brexit? Or Lord Brexit? Will it be Lord Brexit?
I don't want... No. The House of Lords is discredited completely.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Brexit's just fine.
Mr. Brexit. Look, everybody knows who he is. Okay, he's the man who brought national sovereignty back to our cousins in the UK. On that note, can I just jump straight in there? As a former Brit, I'm a proud American now. I was horrified in the last few months of the attempt to stop Brexit that everybody... It wasn't just Labour. It wasn't just the Liberals. It was the House of Lords. It was the courts. There wasn't one element of the establishment that wasn't trying to stop the will of the people.
Yep. Our Supreme Court making the most extraordinary judgments.
Incredible.
The Speaker of the House of Commons.
Indeed.
Acting in an overtly political way. The old political class. Every attempt being made. You know, Seb, this time last year I was here at CPAC.
Yes.
And I said to the crowd, I said, you know, we're facing some dark days in the United Kingdom, some very dark days. I said, but after 26 years of fighting for this, you know, I'll be damned if I'm going to let them beat us.
I want this to be noted, because I don't know if everybody knows this. Nigel Farage has been fighting for this to happen, for the will of the people, the writ of national sovereignty, for more than 20 years.
27 years.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
God bless. It happened.
Yeah.
We're so, so happy. Is it going well? The post-Brexit weeks?
Yeah, actually it is. Do you know, Mrs. May, who'd become leader in 2016, betrayed the whole thing. The whole thing was a disaster. That's why I let back in last spring, launched the Brexit party.
And 6 weeks later, what result?
Well,
it's stunning.
Didn't just win the election. We got 50% more votes than the nearest party.
It was
literally a political earthquake.
Yeah.
And the Conservative Party looked in the mirror. Mrs. May resigned immediately, and we got Boris, and they realised, unless we say and do everything Nigel Farage is doing, we are finished as a political party. And they've literally copied everything, and that's great. I'm delighted.
The thing about Nigel is, and he's just come off the stage, closing speaker on the second day of CPAC, is you are a citizen politician. You've lived a life. You've been a businessman.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not a loser who became a politician. You know how to fix things, and that's the tradition of America, the Ciceroian concept of the citizen politician. Now, I have one real big concern. We're excited here in America. The president's excited. A new trade deal with the UK is on the books. What is going on with Huawei and China's influence in the UK, Nigel?
So Brexit's going great. The negotiations are going well. We're standing firm. We're saying to the EU, unless you grow up and behave, we're going to walk away. That's exactly where you need to be. And that, of course, opens
up...
That's
Trumpian.
Absolutely. Well, actually, it's what any business does
in any
negotiation. Because otherwise, you've lost before you start.
Right.
The problem is, the British establishment has, little piece by piece, been brought into the pay of China. And I mean that literally.
Because they've been doing that in Australia. They've been buying politicians.
Oh, I know.
Across the globe, Africa.
Well, David Cameron, former Prime Minister, now acting as an interlocutor for the Chinese government. Former mandarins, former senior civil servants, former big business people, former people who used to work in the European Commission in Brussels. They're all involved.
So people have just been bought.
People are being bought. And for those currently in high office, they know if they toe the line when they retire from their frontline role,
lovely cushy
they've got very nice cushy jobs.
So all
the influences around Boris are pro-China.
Okay.
All right. So Boris makes this decision.
With regards to Huawei partnering with the Chinese telecom party.
Huawei will have, you know, a fairly big chunk of our 5G network as it rolls out.
That's shocking.
Now, I think that's one of the worst decisions I've ever seen. You know, not just in my last year, but in my lifetime in British politics, because there's no such thing as a private company in China.
It's state.
They all work for the state. And let's just remind ourselves, it's a communist dictatorship.
Right. One party. You know, one party
rule. This is not nice.
So what's the answer? How do we break out of that?
So this damages our relationship with the USA. It damages the Five Eyes intelligence sharing partnership.
Right.
And that, of course, is Australia, New Zealand, us, you guys, Canada. It damages that. It potentially threatens even some of the inner workings of NATO. And it gives the Democrats a reason in Congress to vote against the trade deal.
Because
even Nancy Pelosi is right about China. Brace yourself for a shock, but she really is.
So can you fix it? Can something be done?
So
are you involved?
So I am broadcasting on this every day. I am writing about this prolifically. I'm speaking about this. I'm on the phone to conservatives sitting in the House of Commons, people I fought with in the referendum battles, the brave ones who stood up before, to try and educate them about what China is really up to and what it's doing. And the rebellion is growing. The rebellion is growing, and I believe we can get this overturned.
What about public knowledge? Is there enough public knowledge about it?
No, there isn't. There isn't. But, Seb, as I've... About a month ago, I started working on this. But I started to say to myself, who else has been pushing for China, for Huawei, to get a chunk of our 5G network? And what I discovered was the current mobile cell phone providers have been lobbying...
The big ones.
Their big ones have all been lobbying for China to...
Why?
And this is the bit I didn't understand. And this is where my research has taken me. And I'm going to say something here that I think will interest every single American living today.
And the White House.
And the White House. Because the way we've operated mobile phones is we've auctioned off what's called spectrum. We've auctioned off the waves.
The broadcast waves.
Through which mobile phone works. And we've auctioned it direct to those who provide retail cell phones. They have all had to bid ludicrous amounts of money to get spectrum. Otherwise, they cease to exist as cell phone companies.
So they're indebted.
AT&T is the most indebted corporate company in the world.
So they want what? Chinese bailouts?
Well, what they want in the British case, because they're so indebted, along come Huawei and say, hey, we've got cheat kit for you.
We're going to give you the phone.
And how about this? You can pay us back over 30 years interest-free.
And then they've got you.
And then they've got you.
And it's their technology. It's Chinese technology.
So one effect of this has been to let China in. The other effect of the way the model works with and take China out for a moment, but the way the model works in telecoms. The phone model works is you finish up with very, very few companies. Look at the USA. Very, very few companies.
Four companies.
You know, some would call it a cartel. I, of course, couldn't possibly use that language in public. But you finish up with a situation. Now, hold on to your hats, listeners. Your monthly cell phone bill is over 50% higher than a like-for-like bill in the United Kingdom. It's even cheaper in Germany and France and elsewhere. America is being ripped blind. The average family in America could save nearly $400 a month if you got rid of auctioning spectrum direct to those that retail it and change the market model.
We've got 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
The message to the White House, the message to the American people, the president's aware of the show. What do we do and what do we do with the Brits together?
In technology, America leads the world. Whatever America does, the rest follow. That's pretty obvious. Right. If America changes the model by which the whole cell phone market operates, we will be able to give chances for smaller companies to come in and bid. We'll bring the cost of cell phones down, and we'll create a global environment in which we don't need the Chinese.
business as it should be done, and business that is good for the end user, the customer. That's why we like Nigel Farage. You have become a celebrity here on the American side of the Atlantic in the last 90 seconds we have. What is your message? You've got 248 days left. What is your message to those people who believe in the last 3.5 years, believe in the British-American relationship? What's Nigel Farage's message?
Oh, the message is that actually, if you look over the last 100 years, when our two countries have been close, we have actually achieved astonishing things in the world. And I'm not just talking about money. There are some things that matter more than money. Liberty, democracy, freedom, independence. There's been a lot of American and British blood shed all over the world for those values. And we are at a moment here with the most pro-UK president we've seen in America for a very, very long time. Trump believes in the Churchill Doctrine and the English-speaking peoples of the world. He really believes it deep down in his heart.
Love for the UK.
You know, absolutely. So we've got a chance here to rebuild this partnership, to reshape NATO, and to get a trade deal going between our two countries, the likes of which has not been seen between Western countries. Yes, Huawei is an irritant. We've got to get rid of it. But actually, I'm very, very bullish, very optimistic. And I'll finally say this. Go on, Bernie Sanders. I love No. I'm backing Bernie Sanders. I may even be sending him money. Because if you've got Jeremy Corbyn Mark II,
yes.
It's four more years.
Side by side.
It's four more years. And who knows, you may even take back the House.
All right, this man wants Bernie to run against the president. I think that's a very clever ploy. But that's the man who brought us Brexit. He's Nigel Farage. We've only been doing this for a year. We've got 2 million listeners. We've got 1 million followers on social media. On behalf of those who love this country and our relationship with our British cousins, congratulations, Nigel Farage.
Thank you.
And thank you. God bless. Nigel_Farage on Twitter. Stay tuned.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Yes, indeed. We mustn't forget that we are here at CPAC. We are having fun. We're happy warriors. But it's Lent. This is the time to think of others. We are blessed as a nation. The most blessed nation on God's earth in the last 3 years have been incredible. But now is the time to reflect and think of others and help others. As Jesus told us, he said, come unto me, the little children. We help the widows, we help the orphans, we help the children. And you can take that message and turn it into reality. How? With Food for the Poor. Will you join me in our Food for the Poor campaign? Help those who are suffering, the children, not far from America, in Guatemala. If you can provide a donation today in any amount, you will be helping suffering children today. $80 will provide food for a year for a starving child and clean water. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the banner for Save Starving Families. You could also call Food for the Poor in the Lenten season on 855-330-HOPE. That number, 855-330-4673. Or my website, sebgorka.com, and the Save Starving Families banner. I thank you, and the children you are helping, thank you. We are going to our next guest, somebody we've had on the show already, but now she's with us in person. It's fabulous to have with us Svetlana Lukhova. Follow her, Real S. Lukhova, historian and author of The Spider, Stefan A. Halper, and the Dark Web of a Coup. Yes, it was a coup that attempted to take down the serving president of the United States, elected by 63 million people. How did you get involved in all of this, Svetlana? As a historian in the UK, how could you possibly have anything to do with the coup against President Trump?
Exactly. And hello. Finally, so great to meet you in person, Seb.
Likewise.
That's right. So I am just a regular mom. My kid is actually
I see your husband and your little child.
Yeah. And I'm just an academic at Cambridge University.
Specializing on the Soviet Union.
Right. Right. And just going around my business, just, you know, doing my research. And I had the pleasure, which unfortunately turned out to be the cause of all my problems now, is I had the pleasure of meeting General Flynn in 2014 when he was then head of Defense Intelligence.
There was a fancy event, a dinner in your college. You were there, and then suddenly you'd be accused months later that there was some assignation.
Later.
There was some connection, and you're a honeypot working for the Russians. Talk to us about why Stefan Halper is in the title of your book. What is the involvement of this individual who is really a key person in the silent coup?
Correct. So Stefan Halper, we now know from the IG report and from other reporting, he was Mr. Russiagate. He, as we know from IG report, managed to... they said that the FBI agents couldn't believe their luck because he knew three out of four targets under crossfire hurricane investigations.
So this is an FBI CIA asset,
right,
posing as a professor, and he is the person, the conduit through whom the Obama administration thinks they can effectively target the Trump campaign. In reality, who is Stefan Halper? Talk to us about the content of the book that you're just about to release.
Right. So Stefan Halper, I come into contact with him because he uses Cambridge University as a cover for his illicit activities. So, for example, you know, Carter Page gets lured to England. Papadopoulos gets lured to England. Of course, operation against Michael Flynn and therefore me takes place out of England, so that he uses the cover of this amazing, prestigious university to conduct activities for CIA and FBI. So I only know him as somebody who's a professor,
right,
and he was part of my study
group. Which is
group.
His cover.
Right. So I had no idea that all this time he was actually doing his dirty tricks. And he has a history of doing dirty tricks going back to 1980s. So he has 40 years of messing around with campaigns.
Let's be clear. Stefan Halper's father-in-law was?
One of the founders of CIA, Ray Klein. And Halper and Klein were involved in all sorts of, you know, bad scandals. And that included, you know, a CIA front bank, which was a front for CIA, which Halper magically became the CEO of.
And during the Obama administration, the Office of Net Assessment, this shadowy part of the Defense Department, how much money did they give Halper?
Well, they, when you say they, it's you, Seb, and your
listeners. Well, it's our taxpayer money, right, but I didn't know.
$1 million. $1 million. You paid Stefan Halper to ruin lives of people like General Flynn.
And you!
And me.
Didn't you have journalists doorstepping you? Your life was impossible after this.
We had credible death threats to my home address because they portrayed me as a Putin spy operating in the United Kingdom.
A historian writing about historic Soviet matters, and suddenly you are treated by the press and the people who want to effect a coup as some kind of Russian asset. What is your message to the American people who say, this is crazy, there was no coup, this woman is just making stuff up? What is your message to those who don't believe that there was a coup against candidate Trump and then President Trump?
Well, we know that there was a coup because, of course, the stories, fake stories about me and General Flynn were fed into the newspapers in attempts to take down Trump. And if it can happen to me, just a regular person, not a politician, not
anybody,
even an American, it can happen to anyone.
And let me just reiterate that, not only if it can happen to an innocent historian in Cambridge, let's be very clear, my friends. He's a friend of mine, full disclosure. I worked for him in the presidential transition team on the NSC staff. They did it to a three-star general. A three-star general with an impeccable record. A combat veteran, a man who was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He is the person they had to take out. Why? Because he was the person in the Trump administration who knew where the bodies were buried, knew the corruption of the DIA, knew the lies of the Obama administration on Al-Qaeda and everything else. And they used people like my guest Svetlana to frame, and it was a framing, to frame an innocent man, Mike Flynn, who has spent years with a cloud under him, accused of a crime that is a process crime, and has had to spend more than $3 million to save his reputation. I'm so excited Sidney Powell is turning that around. Go to the Mike Flynn Defense Fund. Support him now. And also check out and follow this lady on Twitter, Svetlana Lukova. The Twitter handle is real, S Lukova, L-O-K-H-O-V-A. And she is the author of The Spider, Stefan A. Halper and the Dark Web of a Coup. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from Radio Row at CPAC. You heard Mike Lindell, the incredible Mike Lindell, earlier. Please, please take advantage of the incredible offer he has given you, our members, our family members here on America First. If you use my name at MyPillow.com, you will get 60% off his products, and you will also get a good night's sleep, like me and the president. MyPillow.com, and you can call them 1-800-829-8468. But most important of all is the special code, G-O-R-K-A. Back with Judy Kelly here on America First.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
Yes, indeed. If you believe that, I'm going to bridge to sell you in Connecticut. How many selfies can you take in a day? That is the question. We are up for the challenge in every single break. But right now, we've got real work to do. Why? Because senior, she's not just a contributor. She's got stripes on her thingy, on her arm. Senior contributor to one of our best sites, one of our favorite sites, American Greatness, amgreatness.com. She is our friend, Julie Kelly. Follow her right now, Julie_Kelly2. I want to meet that number one. Where is that number one, sneaky number one? Julie Kelly, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Seb. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So have you done a CPAC before?
I have.
Are you having fun?
I am having a great time. I love meeting people.
Are you having as much fun as the Never Trumpers are going to have tomorrow at their silly event?
There's no way, no, because
that's going to be like, how they're going to have
crazy.
What, four people, three people?
I know, it's going to be a real.
I heard this is true, right? This is an event that is happening.
It is happening.
We've got what, 15,000 people here, and the sad Never Trumpers like Bill Kristol. Mm-hmm. Who else? Who else is Never Trumper?
Mona Sharon, Rick Wilson.
Can I say Never Twumper? Never Twumpers.
Never Twumpers.
Never Twumpers.
Yes.
But that makes them sound cuddly.
Well, it's all the bulwark people.
Oh, bulwark.
The bulwarkers.
Yes, I have another.
Our favorite.
Word
yes,
for that.
We do.
So, what do you think they're going to be talking about? Well, we've got thousands of American patriots here. The Never Trumpers are having a sad little party tomorrow in the press club. What are the Never Trumpers going to talk about?
They're going to talk about the Bad Orange Man because that's
bad
all
orange man.
They can talk about.
The Bad Orange Man who defeated ISIS and added $13 trillion to the economy. That Bad Orange Man?
Yes, because he's not conservative. I don't know if you heard that,
but he's not. Mm-mm. Is he a communist?
I think so.
He is?
I mean, he's worse than Bernie Sanders because some of them are endorsing Bernie Sanders.
Hang on.
Because that's principled
conservatism. Guys, I know I'm being a little mean. I haven't done this in 14 months, and I can't. She brings it out of me. What can I say? Yes, it's drugs. It's the painkillers.
Exactly.
But seriously, didn't Kristol say vote Democrat?
He did.
What? But no. How does that make him a principled conservative? Can you explain that?
And he not only encouraged people to vote for Democrats last month, he declared that he was a Democrat. He said, we're all Democrats now.
Well, I think we knew that.
I think
we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? I read in a piece 2 days ago, it might have been the painkiller delirium, that one of the panels at the sad little Never Twumper event tomorrow is going to be Shall we stay or shall we go now?
Should I stay or should I go? You should go.
They should all go. Right. But the fact that they're even asking that question, okay, I'm going to do it now. I'm giving these people too much airtime. Should we even talk about these people anymore, Julie Christie, or is it just for entertainment purposes?
No, look. Let's be.
Because you're the expert. I mean, you are an American greatness. The Never Twampo expert.
Not only that, Sab, I have an announcement
that
I've not made public.
What?
I was waiting for your show.
Well, of course. You do everything important that happens on America First.
I have a book coming out
no!
in 2 months.
Is it called Never Twampers?
It's called Disloyal Opposition.
I like it.
And it is about how the Never Trumpers abandoned the president, but the party that elevated them for decades.
I love
decades.
It. Okay, so let's go through the list. So those who don't know this, there's Stephen, what's his face? What's his name?
Hayes.
Stephen Hayes. Oh, who's the guy who's sexually obsessed with me? Always does weird.
Jonah
Goldberg always has these weird sexual Twitter posts about me. He needs help. He needs psychiatric help. I think he does.
I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, I'll show you. I have screenshots of them. We've got Bill Kristol. Who else is a Never Twamper?
David French. Mona Sharon. Who's
what about From?
From. David From is. He's at the event tomorrow. Charlie Sykes, who will be at the event
Sykes. Mm-hmm. These are such brave Americans.
Evan McMullen, Mindy Finn.
McMuffin! Is he still around?
He is. I think he's still.
I thought he ran for president.
He did, and I think he's still waiting to pay his vendors from his failed. He did get 700,000 votes now, Seb.
Does he owe people money? Does McMuffin owe people money?
Because that's principal conservatism.
Am I being mean?
Factual? Is that why you have me here?
Is right. Sorry. She's right. That's why we have her on the show.
What
she's
else?
Julie Kelly.
That's right.
You've got to follow her right now. It's Julie _Kelly2 and a senior contributor to American Greatness. We love Greatness, where she gets to write. She is on a site along with the likes of Lord Morton Black. Conrad Black, Lord Black, on a site with the likes of Victor Davis Hanson. Mm-hmm. That's how good this site is.
And you.
I didn't want to say that, but thank
you. You're being uncharacteristically humble.
Oh, that's a bit of an infradig. No. She's Julie Kelly. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. And I promise I'm going to behave in the next. I will behave.
Ooh.
I will not be naughty. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Mobile studios, Relief Factor. What Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this incredible product, have done is bring pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans across the country. And I am one of them. I'm taking triple doses. Why? Because it has no negative side effects, unlike synthetic painkillers. It's just resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3s. These are products, these are things that have been demonstrated over decades, in the case of curcumin, over centuries, to provide effective pain relief. Why? Because they don't do what synthetic painkillers do, which is to deaden your pain receptors, which is hide the pain. They actually go after the cause of the pain, which is the inflammation. And that's why this product is the one I want you to try. Now, I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and that was 14 months ago, and I'm still without my lower back pain issue. You need to find out if you can be the next success story. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order your 3 weeks quick starter pack right now for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. As the president said at his rally, what have you got to lose? I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with former Attorney General Matt Whitaker.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
So how are we doing, Jeff? We're going to break our record of 15 guests in one day? Yeah. I'm not finished, am I? Do I look finished? I may be a cripple, but I'm not finished. We're going to give it a shot. What a great, great day we are having here. Somebody just walks up to me. His name is Fabrizio Bivona, a 9/11 responder. Gives me a beautiful, beautiful book. dedicated with a wonderful note. This is what it's all about. It's about love of country, service to country. The book is Gone But Not Forgotten, Tributes to Voices Not Heard by Fabrizio Bivona. Check it out. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And now we have somebody who has... when did I last see you, former AG Matt Whitaker?
You saw me last night.
Long time. Feels like a few minutes
we
ago, doesn't it?
We broke bread.
We did. I love that phrase, broke bread. Yeah, we were at a CPAC dinner last night, and they made us sing for our supper. First, it was the former acting attorney general. Then I took the stage.
And much like traditional American concerts, the warm-up act was very short compared to the headliner.
To the verbose. I got my wife was staring at me after about 20 minutes saying, shh, you're supposed to be a cripple. Sit down. People want to have their dessert. But I think we had fun. Would you... I don't know if this is impolite or improper, if it breaks the rules of etiquette, but would you share just the theme of what you said over dinner?
Yeah, it's something, listeners? Actually, so it's something, there's been several, this has inspired me. CPAC always inspires me.
And just it does. You recharge your batteries, don't you?
It's great American that encourage you and say, you know what, I've listened to you, I see you on Fox, I hear you on the radio. Please keep doing what you're doing. It just energizes me. So, you know, I spoke very simply, and it's something that you understand in your core being, that, you know, Ronald Reagan said that this law is as true as the sun rising in the east, and that is, as government expands, freedom contracts.
Yes, the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen, right, Matt?
Exactly. And so I expounded on that a little bit. And then, you know, I was also talking about how, in the context of other countries and the relationship to the United States, think about if the new world order is you can either be allied with China and, you know, authoritarian regimes, right, or you can be aligned with the United States. Look at how we treat our allies. The United States has defended our allies.
Shed blood
and asked for nothing except enough land to bury our dead.
Right. We're talking to Matt Whitaker. He was Hawkeye number 46. That's why he's Matt Whitaker 46 on Twitter. Follow him right now. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention, how rude of me. Did you not host a show called America First?
I did.
Was that fun?
I've been begging to do it again, but you won't take any time off.
I'm thinking about the listeners, but you want to do it again?
I would love to.
All right. The message has been sent, broadcast, and received, Matt Whitaker.
But I also enjoy being a guest because I think we have some great discussions.
We do. But that voice.
We both
serve
this
president. Can we get him to read some liners? Just say, America First with Dr. G.
America First with Dr. G.
Oh, come on. That's like the A-team. That's like the lead-in for the A-team. I love it. It's like Hannibal.
So I wanted to be a radio DJ, and one of the things I loved doing was Monster Truck.
Rallies. No way!
I would create those. You know, Sunday.
All right, that's
Bigfoot,
it.
King of the monster trucks.
Okay, are you guys listening? Jeff, Shad, the whole team. When he comes in to guest host next, we're going to tie him down in the chair after 3 hours, and he's going to read liners for me, and we're going to make him work like he worked for his supper last time. Okay, talk to us. 248 days left. Are you feeling good about the president's chances of re-election?
I am, because I know nobody's going to outwork him. You know, as you know, I mean, he is tireless.
No, I'm sorry, nobody in USG, period.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I will take, if you're talking about candidates in their 70s, and you look at Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, I mean, you know, the president hasn't, and I said this recently, and I was just struck by it. The president hasn't aged a day in office.
It's Benjamin Button. He's getting younger.
Yeah, I agree.
He's getting younger.
And energized. And so, you know, I really think it's going to be interesting once he does have a candidate to run against.
Yes.
You know, we talked about it before, but the whole impeachment thing was a two-pronged approach to, one, try to occupy the America's attention while they sorted out their messy primary on the left,
right,
which they still haven't been able to do.
Well, who won in Iowa? Do we know?
Because
they don't know.
I'm going to declare it a tie. and you know who probably actually won?
Who?
Is Donald Trump.
Because we showed
in Iowa an organization that turned out more people than any incumbent has ever turned out in Iowa, more than an incumbent ever turned out in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, 110,000.
It was just like one text from the campaign, oh, hey, by the way, there's a primary, there's a caucus today. You might want to go.
Can I just tell you this thing about you can't outwork the president? Seriously. I called him up 3 weeks ago. I called the White House on a Sunday. I said, I need to talk to the president. They tried to find him, couldn't find him. I called the sit room. And then 30 minutes later, he calls me back. First question. This is the president of the United States. Okay, first question. How's your wife? How's Katie doing? It's like, my gosh. It's like you're talking to your doctor or the guy who delivers flowers. I mean, this memory is like a steel trap.
He's extraordinary, and those of us that know him and have spent time around him just know how much he cares about the people that work for him.
The loyalty to the people.
Yeah, and his loyalty is, and how much, you know, there's so many stories where somebody's had something tragic happen in their lives.
And he's helped out.
He's been the first to help out, first to reach out. And you know, really, I think, you know, this president is in a good position. And again, they criticize him for everything. I am to the point now, and others have said it, he could cure cancer, and he would be criticized by the mainstream media and politicians on the left.
It's like, I didn't come up with it, but I think it's a wonderful line. If the president left the Oval Office one day and just ambled on down to the Potomac and started to walk on the water, immediately CNN and MSNBC, Washington Post would say, look, we told you he can't swim. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First with my past and future guest host, Matt Whitaker, former acting attorney general of the United States. God bless you, Matt. Great to
Sebastian,
break bread with you yesterday.
Thank you, my friend.
Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever we are in a mobile ReliefFactor.com studio. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that has no negative side effects, unlike those synthetic painkillers you can get over the counter or prescription. I've been taking it for 14 months now, and it is remarkable. My lower back pain issue is a distant memory, and that's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Try it for yourself. What have you got to lose? The three-week Quick Starter Pack is a measly $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And I guarantee you, if you take it every single day, morning and evening, as I do, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. Less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I'll tell you what. Potentially, you can get relief, liberation from your daily aches and pains. Do it right now. See the incredible testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week Quick Starter Pack right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are broadcasting live from CPAC, live streaming on YouTube, Facebook, also posting on Instagram TV as soon as we're done. And don't forget our website, SebGorka.com, where you can listen to us 24/7. SebGorka. Back after these messages.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
We are back. Can I be very clear about something? Without you, there is no talk radio. Without you, there's no Rush Limbaugh. There's no Sean Hannity. There's no America First with Dr. G. Why? Because you make it possible. We don't suckle on the teat of the taxpayer. We are a free market enterprise. And how do we work? With sponsors, with the incredible people who partner with us to bring us the show. And I love all of them. I love all of them. Mike Lindell, Relief Factor, Balance of Nature, you name it. But you know, there's a model that is fabulous that comes from our newest sponsor, and that's PatriotMobile.com. They support the causes we're celebrating here at CPAC, and that is why we have Lisa with us from Patriot Mobile. Explain to our listeners how your model works when it comes to mobile phones and why you're different.
If you are paying AT&T in a phone bill, they own CNN. And for the first 6 weeks just of this election season, they put $1 million towards the Democratic Party. You are putting your money towards the Democratic Party. Switch to Patriot Mobile. What we do is we take your hard-earned dollars and we put them towards things that you believe in. The sanctity of life. the sanctity of marriage. We put them towards, it was the only phone company endorsed by the NRA.
Wow. Is that true?
It is the only phone company
endorsed by the NRA. So the things that we celebrate here at CPAC, life, the Second Amendment, secure borders, these are the things, Lisa Bennett, that Patriot Mobile actually gives money to out of the phone bills that we're paying.
Absolutely.
So as opposed to a Verizon, AT&T, Sprint that gives money to Planned Parenthood or Gun Control, Inc., you are, by every phone call you're making, you're supporting your causes. God bless you. So how hard is it? Can people keep their number?
You can keep your same phone number. You could keep your same phone. You just call our U.S.-based team. I think that's what people love the most.
Yes, it's
they
here.
They talk to somebody just like you and me
right.
in the U.S. We're
well,
based in Texas.
The accent may not be like me.
Might be hers. Nobody has your accent. We could
Ooh,
listen
I
to you all
that.
Day long.
I love that. Can I do the outgoing voicemail on your phones? Dr. G.
You heard it here first. You
I'll
can get
it.
A voicemail for Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It'll be cheap.
By
we'll work
doing
out a
Patriot
price.
Mobile.
Well, look, guys, I'm not joking. The text line we have here on the show is Patriot Mobile. Go right now. Please support. Don't give money to the people who hate your values. How nuts is that? Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. You'll get $25 off your first, is it $25 or 20%? I don't know. It's a great deal. There's a free Motorola phone. Go right now, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Give business to people who love the things that you love. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Lisa. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And I need a drink of water because this has been going on for 2 hours now. We're going to break that record. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. Keep listening to me, Dr. G, live from Radio Row at CPAC because we have another hour to go. And it's going to be fabulous.